Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in our friend from The Athletic, Mr. Ed Bouchette. Ed, good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Thank you, Colin.
Yes. Hello. Hello. Chris is here as well. He's
back
from vacation.
How you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Ed, your takeaway from Steeler minicamp, if there's a few takeaways, you're putting together a bullet-pointed sort of thing, you say these are the few things that we take away from minicamp. They are what, Ed?
You know, Najee Harris looked good. Of course, the news there would be if he didn't, right, Colin?
Yeah, right? I would agree with that, considering that they thrust him right into the big dog role. Right,
right, right,
yes.
Right. David DeCastro not practicing would, you know, has raised some red flags, I think. And then that combination with the visits with Trey Turner, a five-time Pro Bowl guard who is unsigned right now from the Chargers, kind of makes you wonder. Ben Roethlisberger going through everything. Haskins looking good.
Well, let me pause you there for just a second, Ed. Have you ever seen a fourth-string quarterback get more praise from teammates during a minicamp?
Yeah, there was that kid a number of years ago. Even Dan Rooney said, strongest arm I've ever seen. Well, that's where it ended. I can't even remember the kid's name now. He had a whip-like arm, but never really made it. There's very few negatives out of minicamp. Very few. Ever since Shouldergate, which was a minicamp thing that cost them a third round pick years ago. There was that fight in 2000, the fight in the locker room. That was pretty interesting. But usually as minicamps go, they're pretty bland.
Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Okay, let's dive into DeCastro a little bit. Is there some smoke here in that he could be injured and he could be, I don't want to say done, but they could be really looking for an insurance policy in case he never returns to full form?
I would say yes, without knowing the specifics. Now, Mike Tomlin, you know, took out the hose and hosed everybody down who were asking those questions the other day. Because he said there were no significant injuries, but that doesn't mean he could have had off-season surgery. You know, he had that abdominal problem last year, which I think probably contributed to him having a below-par season. And you know, they don't tell you about surgeries. They don't really reveal anything until they have to, which is when the season starts. So I would think that, and the combination of Trey Turner coming in, there's smoke. Yeah.
Well, what's your expectation for this offensive line then, Ed? If it really is an offensive line where they don't return any starters, let's assume they start the year without DeCastro healthy, and they bring in Trey Turner, or anybody else starts at that other guard position, and you're talking about a complete offensive line overhaul, despite the fact that this offensive line wasn't great last year at times. Is that necessarily a prescription for success when you've got a new offensive coordinator trying to run a bunch of different things?
Yes and no, Chris. I mean, I think they knew they wanted to move on from Pouncey and Villanueva, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Filer, he wasn't really a guard. I think he was more of a tackle. They do have, you know, Zach Banner won that right tackle job and then got hurt. So are we counting him as a starter? Probably not. He only started half a game. and then Chooks was at right tackle. It's the biggest question mark going into the season, right? Their line. When nobody knows how it's going to. I don't think they know yet how.
You're right about that.
Through.
You're right about that. And by the way, we're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Well, tell me your opinion, not the Steelers' opinion, not someone else's. Do you think Chooks and Banner will be bad, serviceable, good, great? What's your anticipation going into the season from things that you've heard?
Colin, I know talk radio is a black and white world, but I have no idea. I've never seen Chooks at left tackle. I've seen Zach Banner at right tackle for part of one game. You know, they seem to have faith in both of them. But until they get out there and start going against real competition, we're not going to know. Just not. Now, I've been told that they think Chooks is a better left tackle, is more suited, let's put it that way, to left tackle than right tackle because he has some good feet, some athletic ability, and you need more of that because that's more of a pass-blocking position, right? And right tackle is more of a run-blocking position. And it's the blind side of the quarterback. It's the most important job on the offensive line. So, I don't know who they have if Chooks doesn't work out. They really don't have anybody, right?
Right. That's a big – so he kind of has to be good is what I'm getting at.
Well, you would think that says they had confidence in Chooks. But even an injury, I mean, I'm looking at their depth chart here. Are you going to put Dan Moore in a fourth-round pick? You don't know about him either. I guess you could move Zach Banner over there. You could – you know, put somebody else at right tackle, but it's not a good look going into training camp either. If any of these guys don't play up to what they expect, or they get an injury,
well, it
happens. You know,
the other place, Ed, and our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The other place where they've got depth issues, edge rusher as well as corner. Once you get beyond the top two at corner anyway, Hayden and Sutton. Do you expect them, do they have the ability to make any kind of small maneuvers between now and it's a month from today they report to St. Vincent?
Well, they can, but who is it? You know, who's mm-hmm. there? Who can they bring in and fill that position? The third guy we're talking about, right? The third outside guy. You know, maybe somebody will shake loose they like. Other than that, you know, they're going to have to live with Cassius Marsh as their number three guy or Quincy Roche, the draft pick. But he's a sixth-round pick. You can't expect anything from him.
Right. You know, Antonio Brown was a sixth-round pick, Ed. Did you know that?
Never heard.
Never.
And his rookie year, he didn't do anything.
No, I know. Hey, real quick, I want to ask you something. How is little Poppy taken to fireworks? Is this a struggle this time of year?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this.
Fireworks and thunder. He's a big baby. I shouldn't say a baby. He just goes catatonic. We've given him Benadryl the last 2 days. I mean, just to calm him down.
Because of the thunder, or because someone in your neighborhood setting off fireworks?
Yeah, which one is it?
From the thunder. Yesterday, okay. He was acting up. He sensed rain coming. It never really did come. The day before, it did, and the Benadryl worked really well. But I hate giving him that, especially too much of it. You know, it's dogs that, you know, they have these thunder shirts and everything else. We bought all that stuff. It doesn't work. Jeez. At least it doesn't work on him.
Wait,
he goes catatonic.
A thunder really. Shirt? I mean, what is a thunder shirt? It calms them?
Like a weighted thing, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tight shirt. They put around them. It kind of makes them feel, supposed to make them feel more, I guess, whatever, you know, but it doesn't work on him.
Man, it was just my anniversary. I should have got one for my wife. One of these
yeah, there you go.
Shirts.
There you go. It could cut down on the number of hugs you have to give her, right?
Yes. It could have. Yes, that would have been okay. But right. No, I'm thinking. We're talking about fireworks. I'm thinking about dogs. Man, they go nuts.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
They
not
tell
good.
You also, dogs don't let them out because they'll just run away. And my dog started. He doesn't do it anymore. Well, we don't put him out anymore like that during fireworks. But he started just running down the street.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
No,
they're terrible.
They lose their minds.
Happy Monday.
The liberation, you know, the liberal laws that allow people to shoot fireworks, it's still not supposed to be in the neighborhood, but they do it. I can't sit here and complain. I liked fireworks when I was pre-dog, too.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, Ed, now that we're through the important questions, what is the league waiting for in order to give the Steelers approval to hold training camp up at St. Vincent?
I think it's going to happen. The league, first of all, it has to have, all the arrangements would have had to have been made, I would think, by now. Because if the Steelers aren't going to use those dorms and everything, St. Vincent can use them for something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless the Steelers are just going ahead and paying them for it. And if they can't use them, they can't use them. But I think that behind the scenes, it's probably already a done deal that they're going to go to training camp.
All right. Well, thank you. Do you think that the reporters will be staying at St. Vincent, Ed?
No, that won't happen. I think they're going to need that dorm where they put the reporters up and other people because I think when they do go to St. Vincent, they're going to have to go in single rooms. They're not going to be two guys in a room. Mm-hmm. There's going to be one in a room.
Okay.
Players I'm talking about.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Ed. Enjoy your week. We appreciate it. Give little Poppy a nice little scratch on the belly for us.
Uh-huh.
Tell him everything will be okay, and we'll talk next week.
All right, fellas. See you then.
All right, Ed. Thanks.
See you then. All right. Man, and little Poppy just got out and he was gone.
Just bolted.
Man, that's tough. That's a tough thing. With these fireworks are something else. They do a number on Benadryl. Benadryl calms them down.
It probably just knocks them out.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into it. Like, is it done in pill form? Is it done in liquid form? How does little Poppy get the Benadryl? I did not want to get into an in-depth conversation with Benadryl.
Probably like a pill that you got to like wrap in some food, get them to
eat.
Yeah,
because a lot of times dogs are savvy, right? They just eat
around
the pill.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a tough sort of situation. Man, now my thoughts are with, more so than the Steelers' offensive line, now I can't stop about thinking about little Poppy.
Yeah,
this is a tough time for him.
I thought we might end up talking more about Joe Haig, but no.
No.
Poppy's more of a concern, to be quite honest.
Yeah, little Poppy. Got to get one of the, I want to see one of these Thunder shirts or whatever.
I think it's just like a real tight-fitting, like almost like a vest kind of thing that you put on the dog.
Do you think that it really serves a purpose for the dog, or the dog is like, I'm so embarrassed having to wear this shirt that I'm just going to go in this room and not be seen by anybody, and it soothes them because they just go away from everybody? A Thunder shirt. Do they sell these at like PetSmart, I would guess? Now, is it PetSmart?
Chewy.com, Petco.
We had this conversation this weekend. It's crazy. Is it PetSmart or PetSmart?
Oh, I just always assumed it was PetSmart.
My son asked me that question when the commercial came on.
Or is it PetSmart?
Because it's probably by the coloring of the logo, how it is. But he said, honestly, it could be either. It could be PetSmart.
Well, yeah, it's the pet is in red,
uh-huh.
Smart is in blue, so it's pet smart. I've been wrong.
Yeah, well, that's what his thought was. Is it
my pet, world's just been flipped upside
is
down?
Is it pet smart?
Well, if you see it online, it's
uh-huh.
written out with the capital S.
Okay,
so that would seem
pet smart.
Yeah,
yeah,
for me, it would be pet
but
smart.
They're just counting on you calling it pet smart or saying it fast enough, pet smart, that it could be either.
Or is it, well, it should be one or the other. Have you called it Pets Mart, as in Pets
No, I've been calling it Pet Smart, like
Smart
Pets.
Okay,
yeah.
What do
Same.
You call it?
Yeah, Pet Smart.
I call it Pet Smart, too. And
yeah.
which one is the coloring of it? Are we doing it right then?
Yes.
Okay.
Pet
Darren
Smart.
Ravel is now analyzing how much free advertising
right.
you've just given Pets
no,
Smart.
No, because my son was saying this. He said it really could be Pets Mart.
Yeah.
If you wanted it to be.
It could be. Yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
my
whole
change
world.
It.
Yeah,
get some new merchandise. Out
yes,
there.
I don't need any PetSmart merch. And this conversation came about because there was a Chewy.com more free on the package of our neighbor's porch.
Oh, okay.
Chewy, and yeah. I go, and I didn't know what that was.
Oh, okay.
I
yeah.
go, what? And he
pet
goes,
stuff.
That's for yeah. yeah, that's for pet stuff. And then yeah. that conversation came about. What riveting things that we do on the weekend at our home when you can't go to the swimming pool.
Right.
So there is that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.